For the first time since returning to Iraq, United Nations chemical weapons inspectors Wednesday went to a facility to begin the destruction of banned artillery shells and a supply of deadly chemical left over from previous inspections about 4 years ago. A team of Iraqi officials and UN inspectors will take several days to destroy the 10 chemical artillery shells and several containers of mustard gas. Inspectors relocated the shells at the El Muthanna State Establishment, about 65 kilometers outside Baghdad, shortly after they returned to the country in November. The facility was said to be one of Iraq's most important chemical weapons factories 2 decades ago. Although the shells were previously listed on an official inventory, they were not destroyed before the UN monitoring program collapsed in 1998. The vaporous mustard gas is a lethal substance that causes burning and blistering of the skin and damages the respiratory system if inhaled. This is the first time a controlled destruction of banned weapons has been done since the inspectors returned after a 4-year break. UN inspectors did, however, destroy the bulk of Iraq's known supply of banned weapons before they left the country. Meanwhile, a special envoy of Pope John Paul II arrived in Baghdad to urge President Saddam Hussein to work closely with inspectors to avoid war. French Cardinal Roger Akajare met Wednesday with Iraq's Prime Minister and Vice President. The Cardinal is also expected to meet President Saddam Hussein, but no appointment has been confirmed. Tatiana Anderson for VOA News, Cairo.